You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I don't worry when the blues come stealing. I know how to cure them right away. Anytime I get that lonesome feeling, I call up my sweetie and I say, red lips, kiss my blues away. Red lips, kiss the night today. Any old time that you come cuddling near, isn't it strange the way the blues disappear? Red lips, hold them close to mine. Sweetheart, don't delay. Come make a dozen trips, let your red ruby lips kiss my blues away. All day long her telephone keeps ringing. Other boys have blues just like my own. Here's the song she always hears them singing every time she picks up the telephone. Red lips, kiss my blues away. Red lips, kiss the night today. Any old time that you come cuddling near, isn't it strange the way the blues disappear? Little red lips, hold them close to mine. Sweetheart, don't delay. Come make a dozen trips, let your red ruby lips kiss my blues away.
Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh yes, it's Radiola, and well, why wouldn't it be? And today, this week, we're kind of observing, but not too reverently, Valentine's Day, and some other things, including various things that stress us a bit, or not, as the case may be. So this show I'm calling "Seeing Red," as in Valentine's Day, and in the way I usually look at things, and. A little Visine would help, huh? I'm Andy Senior, and I'm your I'm looking through very, very rose-colored glasses, indeed. Oh boy! And we began with Honey Duke and his Uke. That's Johnny Marvin, probably Andy Sinella on the clarinet here. He also played a regular Spanish guitar on the other side of this. That's why I'm assuming it was him. Red Lips, Kiss My Blues Away, 1927. Then the Jelly Roll Morton 7 with, oh boy, what musicians in there? Henry Red Allen. Well, there's a... you know, sometimes we don't even plan this stuff. Good Old New York, Love Me and the World is Mine, 1940. Well, you know, I wouldn't want to have to pay taxes on it. That's all I'm saying. And and Willard Robeson and his Ipana Troubadours, with the Ipana Troubadours, this is the Cold Light of Day show, actually. I'm not. I've decided to do this coincidentally with my first cup of wakeful caffeine. Wake up, chillin', wake up. And indeed, I'm the one who has to wake up here. And if you want this playlist or any other playlist, check out Radiola blog. And sometimes those new URLs work. But if you type Radiola into Google, Google will know that you like Radiola. That's all I have to say, so that's probably all I should say on that point. Frank Black and his orchestra, Franklin Bauer, and there's a couple of Franklin Bauer things in this set, so nothing says Valentine's Day like Franklin Bauer, in my estimation, but two different groups, and this is our nod, our pleasant nod to February 14th, Under the Moon, 1927. Thank you.
the moon. Close to my heart, I feel your tender embrace. Never to part like birds in June. I'm calling you. You know I'm waiting for you. We've got some loving to do under the moon.
Thank you.
Vanderbilt Orchestra, that's Harry Archer's band with Irving Kaufman on the vocal in 1927 on Vocalion. Gorgeous. And that's a gorgeous copy of that. And I had some nice, gorgeous Vocalions here that I'm still playing, and I'm going to be playing for some time because I can't play them all at once. No. Before that, from 1926 on Victor, the International Novelty Orchestra, and what's more appropriate than this selection, Franklin Bauer singing Valentine. Oh yeah. I knew that was on the hard drive for a reason. And Frank Black and his orchestra, Franklin Bauer again, Under the Moon, 1927, and I like Frank Black's band. I think it's vastly underrated and unknown unjustly, and ought to be heard more, and that's why I'm here. I'm playing stuff you may not have heard before, and some of it you will have heard, and I hope my copies are do the songs justice anyway. I'm Andy Senior, your I'm just sort of the anti-Cupid, I'm afraid. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm not a romantic, so and I've always fallen down on Valentine's Day. I can't help that. That's my particular curse. Fortunately, I found someone just as just like me, which helps. A lot in that regard. We don't celebrate holidays. We celebrate personal anniversaries. So Valentine's Day is sort of a Hallmark contraption, is what it is. And you kind of have to pass that test in order to get along with people. But totally inappropriate and totally in apropos of those remarks, we continue with a set that has absolutely nothing to do with Valentine's Day. The Reverend J.M. Gates in 1926 on a OK True Tone, Ain't Gonna Lay My Religion Down. Well, there was a Saint Valentine. I guess that's something.
The people of this day have a tendency to try to lay down the old-time religion.
But I have decided to retain the old-time religion. I believe the others have, too. Lord, I want to lay my religion down. Lord, I want to lay my religion down. Lord, I want to lay my religion down. Every day was a thing that money could buy. Every day was a thing that money could buy. Oh, the rich was live and the poor die. Lord, I gonna lay my religion down. Lord, I ain't gonna lay my religion down. Lord, I ain't gonna lay my religion down. Oh, when I get to heaven, gonna take up my stand. Oh, when I get to heaven, gonna take up my stand. Gonna talk to my Lord like a natural man. Lord, I ain't gonna lay my religion down. Lord, I ain't gonna lay my religion down. Lord, I ain't gonna lay my religion down. And it ain't but the one thing I done wrong. Lord, it ain't
about the land. So his house was built on sand, and they said, we will not listen anymore. So they told him he was wrong, and it wasn't very long till he found that he was barred from every door. Oh, you must not doubt the word that is written by the Lord, for if you do, your house will surely fall. And Mr. Scopes will learn that wherever he may turn, the old religion's better after all. You may find a new belief, it will only bring you grief, for a house that's built on sand is sure to fall. And wherever you may turn, there's a lesson you will learn, that the old religion's better after all.
Down in Jungle Town one day, a monkey Romeo, way up in a coconut tree, met a monkey flapper and he gave her the O-O. She said, are you looking at me? He proposed right on the spot and she hollered yes. What happened on their honeymoon, say you never guess. But he would sigh when he'd kiss her, wink his eye, and then he'd whisper, oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle-oogle- Oogaloo, Oogaloo. He came home one night and what he saw made him pale.
While he was away, he found that she bobbed her tail.
Left his fee for another, went right home and told her mother, Oogaloo, 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 Oogaloo.
They captured Monkey Romeo and put him in a cage.
They did?
Way up in a beautiful zoo. He felt so bad because he thought no one would understand.
Understand what?
His oogly oogly oo. Two honeymooners by his cage made him turn his head. It wasn't what they did, but oh boy what they said.
What they said?
He said, kiss me, honey baby. She said, if you're good now, maybe oogle,
oogle, oogle, oogle, oogle.
Romeo sat there laughing. This young pair had him chaffing. Oogle,
oogle, oogle, oogle, oogle.
He said, dear, this monkey seems to know what we say. She said, if he does, we better move right away. Monkey said, look here, mister, you're my brother, she's my sister.
Oogaloo, 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 oogaloo. She had bows far and near her, who would fall when they'd hear her?
Oogaloo, oogaloo, oogaloo.
When she flirted, hubby told her, she felt hurt when he told her,
oogaloo, 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 oogaloo.
While he sat and worried over in hands and butts,
she went out and spent a lot of his coconut.
With a bow once he caught her doing what she hadn't ordered.
Oogaloo, 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 oogaloo.
Yes, that was the Yacht Club Boys. Oogle Oogaloo, the monkey song, 1926. I couldn't resist that juxtaposition. It just slapped me in the face, and as no doubt others will later. Before that, Vernon Dalhart, the John T. Scopes trial, recorded in 1925, and that was Scopes was an interesting character. He wasn't even a science teacher. They basically set him up to force the issue, and they had to write this song. It's mostly like what the news does these days. You know, it gets everything wrong, so it's a good record. I can't say that they do just everything is I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. Scopes was he was hired to basically force the issue, and made it interesting down there. J.M. Gates, Reverend J.M. Gates, ain't going to lay my religion down. 1926, nope. Don't lay it down even if you have to have a thought once in a while, which is, you know, some people do occasionally. I have too many thoughts. That's why I'm just doomed. And I'm Andy Sr. here on Radiola. Radiola is the show that is, we're striving to maintain some semblance of decency here and make sense of the universe. And we're not going to necessarily do it with this set. In 1923, the Six Black Diamonds, that's a Joseph Samuel's group, and they were not black and they were not diamonds, so let's discuss that. In 1923, they record Bang on Your Tambourine, it says here. Thank you. And there are the Broadway Bellhops, that one recording of theirs that everyone considers to be worthy because it has certain people on it, including Vic Spiderbeck and Frank Trumbauer, Irving Kaufman singing There Ain't No Land Like Dixieland to Me, 1927. My friend Randy Skretvet says that's one of the worst songs ever written, and it's not great. I've heard worse. I love the... I just... I revel in such mixed imagery. Of course, it makes more sense in the light of the verse, which is more expository. So, but that's just the chorus, and Irving does a great job with it as always. He didn't come from Dixieland. He came from Syracuse. So that's as close as I'm. There ain't no land like Syracuse to me, or Utica for that matter. Waring's Pennsylvanians, Black and Blues, 1924, and they were, that's great. It is. Fred Waring had a hot band before he decided to go all Battle Hymn of the Republic on you. Six Black Diamonds, Samuels, Bang on Your Tambourine, and that is B-A-N-G, exclamation point, 1923, and this is Radiola, which also ends with an exclamation point. And I'm Andy Sr., and there's no exclamation point needed. That would be redundant for my name, anyway. And no, I don't have a cold. This is just early in the day, and I haven't had my hot pepper yet to clear my sinuses. So I'm going to sound like people are going to be sending me soup, but I've got plenty of soup. Don't you dare send me soup. I don't care how good it is. We're dying for soup over here. Irving Kaufman again, the boy from, Syracuse. Oh, my God. Here he is in 1918. Early for him, fairly. Great record, and this is what happens after Valentine's Day if you're successful. My wild days are over.
The other day I chanced to meet an old friend that I knew. We went up to the zoo to spend an hour or two. And as we stood there watching all the animals on view, I said, there's one thing puzzles me, I guess it puzzles you. How do they take a savage beast and make it act so tame? He said, there's nothing strange in that. My wife can do the same. All my wild days are over. My wild days are over. I know that they're all over now. All wifey has to do is say to me, jump through. I do not wait or hesitate. When she says jump, I do. My wife is one of those wild women that you often see. I'm wild myself, and two wild people never can agree. Now one of us must stop it, and she says it must be me. So my wild days are all over now. Old pal, come out some night and we'll take in a show. He smiled and answered, no, my wife won't let me go. When I tell her a friend is sick, it only makes her laugh. Then I said, here's a good excuse to give your better half. Just tell her that you need a bath, a Turkish one, I mean. He said I did, but all she said was, do you think I'm green? All my wild days are over. My wild days are over. I know that they're all over now. When all is said and done, the preacher made us one. But I found out that she's the one, and one from one leaves none. My wifey has a mother who is just as wild as she. When wifey's tired fighting, why, her mother starts at me. They say that I'm the boss, but I have no authority. So my wild days are all over now.
letter I wrote.
Yes, I did, dear, and everything's clear.
Well, don't forget, dear, what I said in my note. I'll stand beneath your window tonight and whistle for you.
And I'll raise the shade and turn off the light and whistle
so that I'll know you're set to go.
But if Daddy sees me, he will object.
Then whistle, and he will be wrecked.
Don't you dare start anything rough.
I won't. I'll keep cool, but tell him enough. Don't worry, I'll stand beneath your window tonight and whistle, whistle for you. Half past nine, well, I'm right on time. The light's turned off, I think that she's gone to bed. I hope she knew just what I meant when I said, I'll stand beneath your window tonight and whistle for you.
Well, here I am, dearie, but Dad's waiting too, so whistle. So he will know we're set to go, 'cause I've told him that we're going to elope. So whistle. We still have some hope.
We won't let your dad interfere. Why, I'm a preacher waiting right here. I told you I'd stand beneath your window tonight and whistle, whistle for you.
Through fields of golden flowers, where we spend sunny hours, I'm strolling along thinking of you. I told the four-leaf clover, my lonesome days are over. I talk about you all the day through. I'm telling the birds, telling the bees, telling the flowers, telling the trees how I love you. I'm telling the moon, telling the sun, telling the stars, telling each one how I love you. I feel so happy, and I know it. I want the whole wide world to know it. The shady old nook, shadows that fall, little old brook, I'm telling them all how I love you. Here where we used to wander, I sit alone and ponder, daydreaming of you all of the time. If you don't think I love you, just ask the stars above you, for since you told me that you'd be mine. Thank you.
the whole wide world know it. A shady old nook, shadows that fall, little old brooks, I'm telling them all how I love you.
Jane Grey, which is actually Peggy English, Rube Bloom on the piano, and I have some Rube Bloom stuff I should play sometime soon, and somehow I managed not to play it this week. I'm Telling the Birds, Telling the Bees, How I Love You, 1926 on Harmony. The Broadway Bellhops from the last set was on Diva, by the way, so that's what had that particular Diva sound to it. Aileen Stanley. I keep doing that. I've got a rubber band and snap it on my wrist every time I do that. Aileen Stanley, Billy Murray, I'll Stand Beneath Your Window Tonight and Whistle. That's 1922 on Victor, and they did very well together. Oh, yes. It's amazing that Aileen Stanley lived long enough to be on the Tom Snyder Show. Very interesting. Have to appreciate it. Have to appreciate some of these people were at least my partial contemporaries, as was Irving Kaufman, who died in the mid-70s, I think 76. But my wild days are over, 1918. Yes, well, I've known people who were born in the 1880s. So I'm... having not been born in the 1880s, I can say that was a long time ago. And this is Radiola, and yes, we play music for people who were born in the 1880s. Occasionally we do. Sometimes we play music for people who haven't even been born yet. And I think that this is one of those selections. This is the Carpal Tunnel Kid. And by the way, I own all his stuff. I own the rights to it. So you know who the Carpal Tunnel Kid is, and that's all you need to know. So you don't think I'm hijacking a Carpal Tunnel Kid's music. I found The Girl of My Dreams in a personal ad, 1996, and this was recorded at a time when the Carpal Tunnel Kid was kind of between relationships and was still reacting to the first one he had and trying to make sense of it. And then later that year, he found something much better indeed, and that's why the Carpal Tunnel Kid hasn't written as many nasty songs about relationships lately, because when you're happy, you're not inspired to do that. That's all I'm saying, and I think the Carpal Tunnel kid should play more guitar, because he sounds pretty good here. He always sounded good early on in the evening before his hands locked up. And so here's I Found the Girl of My Dreams in a Personal Ad, 1996.
I was reading the classifieds, looking for a set of golf clubs. Well, I didn't find those golf clubs. But I found something else. She's a single white female, chunky yet spunky. Since we got together, she's my special love monkey. I found the girl of my dreams in a personal ad. Her taste in decor's a little bit schlocky. It's a blessing we both like big Harleys and hockey. I found the girl of my dreams in a personal ad. She likes movies and bowling and all of the stuff of which I cannot ever get quite enough. She's especially fond of late walks on the beach. It's a good thing our blanket is always in reach. But I still have my doubts, and this is my terror. I'll wake and she'll be a typographical error. I found the girl of my dreams in a personal ad. Now she doesn't have hang-ups or baggage to speak of, except for the PMS she has a week of. I found the girl of my dreams in a personal ad. She's snuggly and cuddly and cute as a rabbit, and she has got the darlingest all-bam habit. I found the girl of my dreams in a personal ad. She's so witty and bright, with a beautiful soul, and a bladder that almost is under control. She's so generous too, she's shown how she can give. She gave me her herpes and crabs, but I'll live. She's such a sweet kid, I can't hurt or deceive her, but if she unchains me, in a minute I'll leave her. I found the girl of my dreams in a personal ad.